Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation. Yeah, you look stunning, dear, so don't ask that question here. This is my only fear. We become beautiful people.
Hey everyone, Robbie Jeffries here with the Fantasy Authority, bringing you the quick recap of all the injuries as we head into week one. Make sure you tune in this Sunday morning from 11:30 to 12:30 Eastern. We're going to be answering all your last-minute sit or start questions before the first Sunday of football kicks off. So let's dive into the fantasy-relevant injuries for week one. Starting off is the Bears at the Lions, and great news with David Montgomery. We thought he was going to be out for the year, and then it was just 4 weeks, and now he's practiced in full on Thursday and Friday. I have him as a low-end RB2 and a high-end flex in that range. Volume should be there. I do not think he's going to have a high-end running back 2 game, though, still coming off that groin injury. Khalil Mack was also limited in the past few practices with a knee issue, and defensive end Robert Quinn is doubtful with an ankle injury. So that vaunted Chicago Bears defense is showing a little bit of cracks and might make them more vulnerable for this Lions offense. Speaking of that Lions offense, they're going to be limited themselves. Kenny Golladay is doubtful after missing the past few practices with a hamstring injury. I expect him to miss week one, and I've moved Marvin Jones into wide receiver 2 territory. I have him at wide receiver 22 for this week. Danny Amendola has also been dealing with hamstring issues. He is questionable for the game. I'm sitting him in most cases, even if Golladay is out, which makes him a little bit more appealing, but he is outside of my top 40 wide receivers. Good news is DeAndre Swift is off the injury report, but he's missed quite a bit of time in practice. And I think he's going to see a limited workload in his first game as a rookie. I much prefer Kerryon Johnson. I'm sitting both Adrian Peterson and DeAndre Swift for week one. Moving over to the Seattle Seahawks, taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Left tackle Dwayne Brown for the Seahawks has missed practice on Thursday, and he was limited on Friday. Pete Carroll says he's good to go, but just kind of monitor that situation. That is Russell Wilson's blindside tackle. And then Philip Dorsett, he's questionable with a foot injury. He did not practice on Friday, so he's likely out, but you weren't started him anyways. Just deeper leagues, note that. Moving on to the New York Jets and Buffalo Bills, Denzel Mims and LaMichael Perine are both out. For the wide receivers, I'm starting Jamison Crowder as a high-end flex. It's a tough matchup against the Bills, but I think he's going to get peppered with targets. And then Rashad Perryman is a sit for me, just because I think he'll be facing a lot of Tre'Davious White in that matchup against Buffalo. Miami Dolphins then are going to Foxborough to take on the Patriots. Preston Williams is a go for Sunday, although he says he isn't quite back to 100%. I expect a lot of garbage time points for the Dolphins, kind of like what we saw with the Texans on Thursday. So he's a risky flex option. I have him at wide receiver 44, but if you needed to throw him in there at your flex, if you have other issues, maybe you're missing both Evans and Golladay, that's a guy I would like to throw in there. But I would start players like DeSean Jackson, Darius Slayton, and Anthony Miller over him. On the other side of the football, Julian Edelman and N'Keal Harry are both goes after some limited work in practice earlier this week. Teammate Gunnar Olszewski will be out. Next, we have the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Washington football team, which is just still weird to say. Miles Sanders is shaping up to be truly questionable with a prolonged hamstring injury. He's been a limited participant all week in practice. I'm as a low-end running back 1, high-end running back 2, but he does have a good matchup, so if he is good to go, I am starting him in all my leagues. I expect Boston Scott and Corey and Corey Clement to work in a little bit more than usual. And if Sanders is out, Scott is a low-end running back too. I would start him if Miles Sanders misses. Jalen Reagor is an absolute machine despite a slight.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
A tear to his shoulder labrum on August 30th. He's been a full participant in practice, and he will go for week one. I, however, will be sitting him. I'll start DeSean Jackson, but nobody else from that wide receiver room. Rager's a rookie, missed a lot of practice time. Cannot put him in my starting lineups week one. Cleveland Browns will be heading to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. Jarvis Landry is not on the injury report, but he says he's still dealing with the recovery from hip surgery that he had this offseason. So I've lowered him a little bit in my rankings. He's a high-end flex. I would much prefer OBJ in this matchup, but it's tough for the Browns going up against this Baltimore defense. If you have other options, I would look elsewhere than starting Jarvis Landry. There are no relevant injuries to report for the Colts-Jaguars game, the Raiders-Panthers game, or the Packers-Vikings game, so we'll move right into the late afternoon games. That'll be the Chargers taking on the Bengals. Mike Williams has been a limited participant all week with a shoulder injury. I'm not starting him even if he is active. He's just not on my radar. I have him outside of my top 50 wide receivers right now. The Chargers also have a lot of injuries on their offensive line. Mike Pouncey is out. Left guard Trey Turner, who they traded for this offseason, did not practice on Friday. And then left tackle Brian Bulaga, who they also picked up as a free agent this offseason, is questionable with a hamstring. Tyrod Taylor could be absolutely running for his life. But on the flip side, Geno Atkins is also out for Cincinnati, so this could just be a sloppy game. I do have Tyrod in a couple of DraftKings lineups. I just think he has a good floor. And on the defensive side, obviously Atkins is out, but also two of their top three corners for Cincinnati, Trey Waynes and Mackenzie Alexander, will be out for this game. So I think there is an opportunity for Tyrod. He has a safe floor with his rushing ability. Tampa Bay will take on the Saints in what should be a pretty good high-scoring game. Mike Evans will most likely miss out. He is doubtful with a hamstring injury. Chris Godwin, you were already starting. Gronk probably gets a slight bump from this. I've moved him into my top 10 for tight ends on this week. I'm not starting Scotty Miller or O.J. Howard this week. The Cardinals will take on the 49ers. Deebo Samuel is obviously out. Brandon Ayuk is questionable with hamstring injury, but he was able to get in limited work on Thursday and Friday. Kendrick Bourne is probably the only wide receiver for the 49ers that I'm willing to start. He himself is a low floor flex option, but if you are desperate and you need somebody at the flex, I wouldn't hate starting Kendrick Bourne. Sunday night, we have the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Both Amari Cooper and Darrell Henderson are off the injury report for their respective teams. Cooper is a high-end wide receiver too. He's likely going to face Jalen Ramsey for a majority of the snaps, but I will be starting him. And then Darrell Henderson is an absolute sit for me. He's just missed too much of camp. But I'm also sitting Malcolm Brown and Cam Akers if I can. If I am forced to start one, give me Malcolm Brown, who has Sean McVay's trust and is the better end for at least week one. I do think Cam Akers will mix in more as the season progresses. Moving to the Monday night games, not a ton of injuries here. The biggest name to monitor is Cortland Sutton. The Broncos will take on the Tennessee Titans. He sprained his AC joint in Thursday's practice and sat out Friday. This is an injury late in the week for me, so I am moving him out of all my lineups. This bumps up Jerry Jeudy. This bumps up Noah Fant. And in the deepest of leagues, I think Tim Patrick is worth a pickup maybe just for a week or two here. But I'm not starting him. On their other side of the football, they've lost Von Miller for the entire season. At the other end, Bradley Chubb is on a pitch count. So this Broncos defense is outside of the top 12 for me. I am not starting them if I don't have to. And that's it. That is all of the injuries for week one. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 11:30 to 12:30. TFA will be on Periscope and YouTube to make sure all of your last-minute questions. Rob Jeffries.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.